Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sesternino back here getting you ready for Amazing Race 33, the highly anticipated return of the Amazing Race. And of course, we could not talk about the Amazing Race without talking to this woman, our chief Amazing Race correspondent, Jessica Lease. Jess, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rob. I can't believe that we are actually sitting here ready to talk about a new season that hasn't just been sitting in the can for 2 years. It's like a real actual new season that actually got filmed.
Yes. Well, parts of it have been sitting in the can for 2 years.
Yes,
parts of it are very new. And so today we are going to be hearing from the host of The Amazing Race. Our good friend, Phil Kogan, is going to join us and we're going to check in with Phil. He has some time for us today, so we're going to get to ask Phil some questions about The Amazing Race 33. This is our official kickoff of Amazing Race 33 season, Jess.
I'm very excited about this, Rob. And I want to, you know, I feel really extra bad about this because we didn't get to talk to Phil all fall while his other show's running. And we really missed having the opportunity. So I'm really looking forward to getting to talk to him now.
Yeah, we had so many great times talking to Phil about Tough as Nails, which just finished its third season on CBS. And so it'll be nice to be reunited here today with Phil, just to set the stage for the Amazing Race preseason. So today we're just checking in with Phil. We will have Amazing Race draft coverage. Jessica Lease, Mike Bloom, myself, and I'm assuming Dan Heaton, if he wants it.
I mean, I'll ask him. I'm sure he'll be on board for anything.
Okay. We volunteered him. And so we will be getting together for an Amazing Race draft at some point here between now and the start of the Amazing Race 33, which kicks off, I believe, in the Survivor time slot, Jess, Wednesday nights at January 5th.
That's what I hear. January 5th is a Wednesday, right?
Yes.
I don't have my calendar.
Yes.
Yeah, I run out of pages on my Tough as Nails calendar, so I don't actually know, but I'm assuming yes. Survivor time slot.
And of course, the big story with the Amazing Race 33, for anybody who was not paying attention at the time or missed the news about its coming back, that Amazing Race 33 started filming in February of 2020 and made headlines, but it was really one of the first productions that shut down because of COVID.
Yeah, and it's been wild to think, like, in fact, I spent a good portion of quarantine because we all had a lot of time to think about this kind of stuff. Like, will they ever pick this up? Is this going to be like the lost season? How are they going to handle that? And we have a few answers to that now. And we have a few things that we're going to be surprised to find out when we watch the show.
Yeah. And I never thought it was going to come back. I thought it was like, okay, well, they'll just like eventually they'll start a new Amazing Race and just throw out the whatever, however many weeks they got into this. And then we'll just like pick it up and this like never happen.
That's what I thought they were going to do. And I feel really relieved on behalf of the racers, because can you imagine how terrible that would be if you had gotten the call to be on the Amazing Race and you got to run the Amazing Race, you were doing great, maybe you won a leg or two, and then they just shut it down. They said, go home. And then 18 months later, they show up with like an entirely new group of people.
Yeah. So it'll be very interesting to see. There has been some interviews that have been put out already from Phil and from the Amazing Race production team about some of the things that they have done, including a private plane to help get the teams around the world. And I guess we will see how that all plays out when the show comes back.
Yeah, and I think our very own Mike Bloom got to talk to Phil a little bit already, but we're talking to him now, and I have many questions about that plane. It's like the coolest thing ever.
All right, well, let's go ahead. We have Phil on the line. Let's go ahead and patch him in. Phil, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, Phil.
Phil, how are you? First of all, congratulations on another successful Tough as Nails season. Can you believe it? We're back to talking about the Amazing Race.
I can't, there you go. Lovely. I'm excited that we're talking about Amazing Race. It's feels like it's been too long. And I certainly know from the feedback from fans, they have been, you know, when are we going to get more Amazing Race? Why are you guys not shooting? Other shows are shooting. Why are you not shooting? And it is not easy to take a show like The Amazing Race back out into the world, outside an American production bubble, if you like, out into the big wide world. So we've had our challenges, but I'm pleased to say that we have done it safely, which is, again, the reason we stopped down in the first place, because we wanted to make sure everybody was safe. And then we came back as soon as we could, when we knew that we could keep everybody safe and get everybody home safe and make for a great season.
It's crazy to me that people even questioned why you weren't out there filming because of everything. In fact, my biggest question is, how did you manage to pull that off?
Well, I guess, you know, one of the things, Jessica's fans, some fans said, well, why don't you just shoot The Amazing Race in the United States? Like, why do you have to go overseas if it's so challenging to go overseas? But even going to another state in the United States is a challenge, and moving around, because you have to ensure that wherever you go, you can control who you're coming into contact with, what the transport looks like, the accommodation, the people that you're going to be meeting in that particular place. Every time you move, it creates a whole other level of challenges that you don't have to deal with on a show that is working out of one space. So Tough as Nails was one of the first shows to get up and running after COVID, and the protocols that we had to put into place for our show actually helped with a lot of other shows in terms of the return to work policy. So our EIC, Terry Castagnola, put together a list of all the protocols, and they went back and forth. It was just a massive document that helped other shows. Other shows then helped us. We were all learning from each other. And then with Amazing Race, there was another layer on top of those return to work policies. And so that was where the EIC from Amazing Race, Mark Petullo, had to spend months and months and months figuring out how we were going to do that, executing that. And then Bertram also thinking about where we would go and what we would do, and then combining all of that and putting all of that together and saying to everybody at that start line, and I was delivering the news, obviously, our number one priority is always to keep you safe. We're back. We figured out a way to keep you safe again. We're going to go do this race. We're going to finish this race. We're going to return you back to your families safe. We've figured it out. And one of the ways that we've figured it out is we're going to give you a beautiful Amazing Race 757 plane to fly around the world in.
So, Phil, the story of this season, I think, is so fascinating because basically it's like very relatable of, you know, life as normal interrupted and then trying to adapt to what the new normal is. How much of that story are we going to see in terms of like from the production side, in terms of how the game players ended up coming back? Will we see any of that in the show?
Well, you'll see. You certainly will see a discussion about what's everybody been up to, how's everybody been getting on, how has your life changed. But at the end of the day, I think people have had COVID up to here. Everybody's sort of sick and tired of talking about how COVID has affected our lives. We're looking for some. Is it normality or, you know, normalcy? I'm not sure which is the particular right word, but I think people just want things to go back. You know, they're sick of this. It's affected all of our lives in for many of us in detrimental ways. It's changed people's, turned their lives upside down. So for us, it was really about everybody wants the Amazing Race. They want some escapism. They want to see the world again. They want to know that the world is waiting for them again. And it is. It's just waiting for us in different ways. We can't just, you know, like, oh, business back to normal again. Everybody, doors are open everywhere. You can go do whatever you want to do. The world has changed, and so we've certainly not shied away from that. I mean, it's part of what the world is like for everybody, wherever you go in the world. So It is a part of what we've done, but it's not a focus. The focus is we're back, we're racing again. Let's go have some fun. Let's escape for a little bit. We've had enough doom and gloom for the last 19, 20 months. Let's feel like, you know, we can have some fun again and make people laugh and have people sitting on the edge of their seats enjoying a show that they've missed.
Okay, well, then let's talk a little bit about that from the viewpoint of we're just bringing back a show we love and doing fun show things. Is there anything new in the game that you could tell us about, or have you introduced any new game twists?
No, not so much. I mean, we tried to keep the format. You know, people do always ask, what's new and different about this season or that season? You know, what's the twist? What's the turn? What's the, you know, how are you making it different? And I think at the end of the day, it's kind of like the NFL. Like, it's the most popular form of any entertainment anywhere. You don't change the rules of the game of football. You enhance the game by doing different coverage, setting up great competitions, changing the way you see it with Skycam. You enhance what works. You don't go in and change a format. And so we've tried to stick to the format that people love on Amazing Race, which is you start off at a pit stop, you race, you go to detours and roadblocks, and sometimes there's a fast forward, and you're racing as fast as you can to the next pit stop. The essence of what that is and why people have turned up to Amazing Race for 20 something years, in my opinion, should, you know, and I think why people keep turning up is they know what they're going to get, just like you know what you're going to get when you watch a football game. This season, we're going to extend the width of the NFL football field just to make it interesting.
Yeah.
The ball's going to be bigger. You know, it's like, no, just stick with what works and enhance the game.
Yeah.
So that's sort of how we embraced the Amazing Race was we've got some new twists and turns. There's always, you know, you put self drives into Amazing Race. It always works really. Mm-hmm. It's always really interesting. By the way, I did say to them at the end of, you know, before we stopped down, you guys are terrible drivers. Please use your time wisely. Go learn how to drive properly and come back at the restart driving like Verstappen and Lewis Hamilton, please, because you're terrible drivers and we're paying too much money for the clutches.
Phil, how different was this experience for you of, you know, starting with this group, then having the break and then coming back and, you know, reconvening after so many months?
It was actually very, very different. I've never had so much sleep. I got more sleep on this Amazing Race than I've had in any of the other 32 seasons. We traveled better than we have ever traveled before. Not having to deal with lines, long lines and short little hops and planes. And you know, one of the hardest parts of behind the scenes in shooting race is just getting from place to place. And standing in lines for endless hours, waiting through security and immigration and all of that. And so by having our own plane, it sounds very highfalutin, doesn't it? Our own plane. It was just easier on not just me, but everybody. So everybody, the cameramen who run alongside those teams, I should say camera operators, because we have women as well who are operators. The camera operators got more sleep, but all the staff got more sleep, and we were traveling on our own plane. It definitely made things easier on everybody collectively. It's shooting the Amazing Race is a very tough show. It's a moving production. You know, we're not tied down to a studio or plonking ourselves down in some, you know, remote place in the world where it's like, all right, let's settle in and we're going to be here for a few months. We never settle in anywhere. It's like, as soon as you put your bag down, you go do something, come back, grab your bag again, we're off. You know, it just does not stop. So it was way easier. So I personally enjoyed it, and I liked seeing everybody else get rest as well.
So what's the plane like? Is it nicer than an average plane? You guys have beds in there or what?
No beds, but comfortable seats and a little bit more leg room than you would find on a typical plane. It's not, private jet. It's not private jet Elon Musk comfortable. It's more you know, like a business class type seat where all the seats are the same, and you just got a little bit more room to spread out, and they're not flat lying beds or anything like that, but the seats recline. We were comfortable. Very comfortable. It's nice.
All right. Well, Phil, we can't wait to see the finished product when the show comes back on January 5th. We always appreciate you making time to talk with us, and we can't wait for the Amazing Race to be back.
Well, thank you, guys. It's nice to see you. See you both again.
Yes.
And we missed you, Phil.
We miss you. All the best, Phil.
All right.
Happy holidays. Bye.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right, Jess. There you go. Phil Kogan.
Oh, I missed that guy. I'm so happy we got to talk to him.
So great to get to talk to Phil, and some interesting nuggets from talking with Phil. One, boy, you wish as many people felt the way Phil did about, hey, don't, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, I really had to restrain myself from going on a tangent when he was saying that you don't change the rules of a game after people already enjoy watching the game.
Thing is popular. Don't change it. Got it. Yeah, understood.
Don't F with the formula, people.
Yeah. Okay. Seems like Phil might be pushing for the Amazing Race jet for every future season.
I don't blame him there. It sounds like it's a pretty sweet deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And otherwise, you know, Phil seems in good spirits and ready to go.
Yeah, super excited for this, as are we all.
Yeah. Okay. So we will get back together for some Amazing Race draft coverage as we get set. Just any teams catch your eye yet?
There are, but I think you're going to have to wait for the draft for me to give my full spiel about it.
Have any teams deployed the Twitter follow for you yet, Jess?
Yes. Ooh. Yes, they have. There's one in particular. This is not a Twitter bunch, but I have had one team already follow me.
Okay. All right. Well, the suspense is killing me. We will get together and we'll have our Amazing Race draft for you very soon. And then we'll be back with coverage of the Amazing Race coming up after the premiere on Wednesday night. Make sure you subscribe to our Amazing Race podcast coverage. Of course, that's in the Robinson Podcast main feed. And then also you could subscribe specifically to our Amazing Race coverage at robinsonwebsite.com/TAR feed. Jess, what's coming up for you?
Really, it's only this, Rob. I'm very excited. I'm taking a hiatus from everything else. I've got almost nothing on my docket right now. I finished up Fear the Walking Dead and Walking Dead World Beyond coverage over on Post Show Recaps, and I didn't have another thing lined up. So it's really, I'm going to be able to devote all of my energy to Amazing Race. And I think that's maybe how it should be right now.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. It shall be now as it was in the beginning. And you can focus exclusively on the Amazing Race. Of course, check out all of our Survivor coverage and everything else that we have going on over at robhaswebsite.com. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye. Support for this podcast comes from our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and it's hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too. You're busy enough. Go to geico.com and get a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.
We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News & World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.